Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hey guys, and welcome back to my Attraction HQ podcast. My name is Hayley Quinn, and I am teaching dating and love in a way that's kind of, this side of things is for guys. I also work with women as well. But it's like, if you want a high quality woman, you want to understand, connect with women better, you want to approach them in a way that's really ethical, wow, you are in the right place. This is about as far away from dodgy pickup material as we can possibly get, and it's to help you to get on the right track with the women in your life. I'm joined by speaker and coach Harriet Whaley Cohen.
Hello, it's lovely to be here again, Hayley. Thanks for having me.
Time number three. And we get Harriet back because she speaks so much sense, basically. She speaks sense. So what we want to talk to you about today is how women want to be approached. We're having a chat both in terms of real life and also online.
The online dating world. Da, da, da. No. Oh. He hasn't had a dodgy approach on the online world. My God, they get as dodgy as you like.
Right. So you're going to head up online because I just meet people in real life. But I can talk to you about that. I've had some interesting examples of real successful real life approaches recently. So when you're finding online, what would you say are the kind of the messages that you really don't like, you know, first message wise, what kills attraction for you?
I think first message wise, for me, I want to see that the person's put a little bit more effort and thought into it and has actually read my profile. Even though I know, you know, a lot of the apps that you put on your phone, you don't get to write much of a profile. But I still want something more than high. I still want something more than, you know, great pics, which is basically another way of saying you look hot, right?
Yeah.
You want, yeah, just something that shows, something that comes from the heart, something that's not too lighthearted but not too serious, something that's just had a bit of thought and that's individual about it as well. I mean, a girlfriend of mine is on a different dating site, and she said that so many guys, you can tell that they've copied and pasted their initial approach to like 20 different women and just seeing who bites. And she said some of them, you know, once a week she'll get the same hello message from them. I mean, that is a massive turn off.
Right. So here's the thing. If you want to do mass market and you're just like, actually, you know, I'm not that bothered, I just want to see if someone is up for having sex with me, that's like probably a perfectly okay approach. If you want to find a super high quality woman who's going to respond and engage in a relationship to you, obviously bad approach, because the intelligent woman will look at that and go, that's a cut and paste, isn't it? So here's what you can do as a compromise, because I know that like online dating for both men and women could be like this laborious, horrendous thing. Even if you have some rough templatey ideas, like about things that you want to say, at least read her profile and slot in a quirky detail that she likes from the profile so you can show that you've actually latched onto the thing that's most unique about her. Also think about it this way, right? If 99% of men are going to approach her by saying, nice pics,
or hey, yeah. You want to be in the 1%, right? Because you want to stand out, and you want her to think, oh, actually, who is this guy? In order for you to stand out and be in the 1%, you have to basically send her something that not everybody else is sending to her. So that's why I would avoid the looks. Instead, go onto her profile and think, okay, what's the quirkiest detail that she's put? And think about what of her personality is coming through in how she's written stuff. Is it that she's determined? Is it that she says that she's a bit lazy? Pick up on like the quality that's in there. And even if she has not written anything, which naughty her, women should always write an online dating actual profile and not just rely on their pics. You can look actually what's in her photos. You know, is she with her friends? Is she smiling? Is she looking outgoing? Does she try and find a quality and reward her on that? Say, I like how you seem blah, blah, blah. And the reason that will work is because she'll feel a much deeper level of validation, and that actually it's much more specific and personal by the fact that you've spent that time relating to her.
Yeah. I mean, for example, there was someone that I approached at one point who said that they absolutely loved cocktails. And so the opening line that I put was, you know, what's your favourite cocktail bar? These are my two favourites. These are why. This is what I love about them. And we had a really good conversation back. And someone who approached me, I will put quirky bits on there. Like, I really love to watch TED Talks. And someone who comes to me and says, this is my favourite TED Talk. Right. This is why I love it. What you know, have you seen it? What's your favourite one? That kind of thing where it's like really personal and sharing back a relevant detail. I think probably the number one turn off to any decent woman is to open with an insult or a dig. Never point out a spelling mistake. Never point out something that seems inconsistent. If you want, if you're trying to attract someone who loves to be criticised and put down, and you want to set yourself up for an unhealthy relationship, that's an awesome first step. And I'm guessing that because you're listening to this, that's not what you want. And that's not how you want to portray yourself.
Right,
either.
And I think that sometimes you might be doing that, not because that's your natural thing, but because someone sometime has told you in some misguided way that that's how you attract women. You know what?
It's not clever and it's not respectful. And even if she has put a spelling mistake in there, now is not the time to mention it. Seriously, it's a bit like going, you've got lipstick on your teeth as an opening line in a
right.
bar. Like, seriously, is that going to work? No.
Exactly. And it's like a negative. You just read something like that, and literally whenever a guy says anything quite negative, which as a woman who lives my life on the internet, I get a fair amount of the time. This is literally my thought process is, poor you, you've spent all this time scrutinizing every aspect of something that I've written. You've spent far more time on it than I have. You must really like me. And this is your lame, lame, lame way of trying to get my attention. I am not interested at all. You energy vampire.
Yeah, and actually nothing is more likely to make me just basically go next than receiving a critical first message.
Right. And the same applies for real life, yeah, right? Actually meet her in a way that's honest and respectful and on a level. Some things that, you know, I like meeting people in real life. Some things that people have said to me recently. What's happened? I met somebody on a coach trip of Dracula's Castle in Romania. Not that it actually was Dracula's Castle. It's all a myth. But never mind the historical details. It was more like, cool, here's someone doing something that's like the same kind of thing that I like to do. And then actually, one of the first things that he said was like, I'm definitely not a pickup artist. He's like, I'm no good at this stuff. And I actually found the honesty refreshing. Because you know what? Women, good women, we do not want like someone who's got all the snazziest lines or like is the most sexy, clever, alpha dude. We literally, by this point, you're just like, I would actually really like someone who I can trust, who's sincere, who'll just talk to me on a level and be normal with me, who's quite secure within themselves.
Ah. Trust and safety are the biggest turn-ons and lubricants known to womankind. Take that comment seriously, guys. You know, if you can make a woman feel safe, feel listened to, feel respected, that's what you should be aiming for.
So true. And what I think is so funny about the world of pickup, not that I'm totally against it, by the way, many male pickup artists are my friends, and I think there's lots of good stuff in there. But one of the bad things is it kind of overemphasizes like the sexy bit. And I get why, because you might have been, you know, constantly the friend and you're getting really frustrated with that as your default position in a woman's life. And that, you know, that's a difficult thing. However, that doesn't mean that right from the get-go, all your interactions have to have this insane sexual charge and you have to be saying all these witty things and, you know, undressing her visually, mentally. Actually, before we get there, and it's important that we do get there, but before that, not to put the cart before the horse, she needs to trust you. Yeah. It's like, that's why if you go in and approach a woman and you say something immediately that's, you know, particularly if you're meeting her during the daytime or some context where she's not necessarily imagining being approached, if you go for the sexy angle straight away, she's likely to spook and be like, what is going on? Because she doesn't, and you know, she doesn't know anything about you. This is the same reason, just to bleat on about this for a bit longer, why the piece of dating advice which tells you, oh, you know, you just have to ask a woman lots of, you know, a woman should be talking 80% of the time, you know, focus all your conversation around her, doesn't actually apply. Because if you're barraging her with questions and everything is about her in the beginning, before she even knows anything about who you are, she's just going to close off. Instead, she needs to get a sense of your personality, understand what you're kind of up to in your life, build that safety, that security, and that trust, and then
get flirty.
Yes.
Then get flirty, because if you've built a connection, if she's already opening up, you've reached some common ground, you're getting on well, and then
the flirting comes.
Oh. Then you know that you're on to a winner if you're getting a response there.
Exactly. So as one of my pickup artist friends once said, disarm then charm. But it's true, because you've got to trust you first. So think about it this way: think connection, trust, safety, security first. I like the fact you said, yeah, it's the best lubricant. I think
absolutely.
I think that'll get the guys on board with this strategy.
And this is good information for guys. And I know this is a bit kind of intensely physical, sexual talk, but the nerve pathways in a woman's pelvic region that are all linked to literal physical arousal go up the spinal cord and into the brain, and it's the exact same part of the brain that fires when a woman trusts and feels safe. Literally, the safer and more trusting that a woman feels, the more physically aroused she can become. That's biological, that's physiological, that's scientifically researched. So we're not just saying it, it's a thing. And so take that really seriously and go and work with it and play it to your advantage and see what can happen.
Right. And do all those little things that make a woman feel nice and secure. So, you know what? Like those little acts of, just to add to this, those little acts that are being a bit more chivalrous that you might think, oh, I'm being weak and needy and that's too much. No. This is going to make her feel really good. So, for instance, if I'm standing next to a guy in, like, you know, the supermarket, and we've been, this not cold, like we've been chatting for a few minutes, and he actually, you know, I reach up to get something and he passes it to me. I wouldn't read that as being like, oh my God, he's being really macho. And I'd be like, wow, he's a bit self-aware. He's looking out for me. You know, I like it when I know that a guy, when I'm at a bar or an event or if we're on a date together, if he's kind of aware of where I am in the room, if he's helping me with my bag, if he's kind of got this whole attitude of, I've got you, it's cool, I'll look out for you a bit. Because that safety that you get from that, where you can actually think, you know what, for once in this modern day world, I don't have to be so super duper duper on it because there's somebody else who's equally on it on my behalf. Oh, it's so sexy.
Yeah, it's women erotic. Want to be women and they want the man to be a man, but you've got to establish that safety and trust and acceptance from each other of your roles. And then you can do that. And then it's beautiful and wonderful and utterly welcome.
And very sexy.
Yeah.
So if you have a woman in your life, maybe not a sexy woman at this stage, maybe a female friend or someone, maybe a sister or someone who you think actually could really do with getting more comfortable in their body, more confident, more accepting of themselves, I would really recommend that you put them towards Harriet's stuff. Where can they find that?
Yeah, they can hop on over to my website, www.harrietwhaleycohen.com, where they can find out all about the talks and workshops that I do and get some awesome free videos about how to connect to your body and build self-esteem, all that sort of thing.
Amazing. And of course, subscribe if you like the podcast. And if you want to kind of understand and connect with women better and meet more high quality women, but you want to do it in a non-sleazy way, I would highly recommend you go to haleyquinn.com/hermind, HERMIND. I was like, how do I spell that? Where I've got 5 free videos for you on all kinds of stuff, like how you can get her onto a date with you, how you can respond if she tries to flake or cancel, but all taught in a way that's really ethical, really on board, and it's all about enhancing your ability to understand and connect with her. And I'll be back again next week with another episode of Attraction.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.